Hi, and welcome to another Time to Change video by The Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and today I want to address with you the topic of goals, both how to set them, and I want to give you some tips so that you can be more effective at achieving those goals. Before I do that, I want to make a distinction in some of the tips that I've been offering through these videos. Not all of the tips are things that are going to actively add joy and meaningfulness to your life. Some of the tips that I've given you, like eliminating clutter, getting rid of interruptions, whacking out unfinished tasks, most of those things, what they really do is they simply remove dissatisfaction in your life, but they don't actually actively add to the satisfaction within your life. So when we get into tips like adding goals, it's really important that you make these a priority. Because when you start doing things like making goals and observing a Sabbath, like I spoke about in an earlier video, those are the kind of things that actually actively add satisfaction and joy into your life. Now we need to do a little of both. We both want to live out of the problem, and that's what we're doing as we're organizing and simplifying things. But you got to start doing things where you're living into the solution. Imagine it would be as if you were planting a garden, and all you did was weed the ground and got rid of all the things that were going to suck the life out of the plants, but you never planted any seeds. You wouldn't have any fruit to show. You just have barren soil. You wouldn't have any weeds that were bothering you, but you wouldn't have any fruit from it. So some of the tips that I'm now going to start sharing with you, and some that I've shared earlier, they're really going to be about moving actively toward productivity. So let's look at goals. First off, with your goals, you want to write them out. That's the first tip. Write your goals out. Writing them out will make you more clear on what they are. And as you write them out, there's at least three things I want you to keep in mind. You want to make your goal very specific. You don't want something in general. Like for instance, working on my blog at the beginning of the year, I didn't say, well, you know, I want to write more. Or I want to get more posts done next year. Instead, I set a goal of I'm going to do 210 posts in 2010. It's very specific. It should be measurable. So, and that is, you know, I can look at that. I'll know how I've achieved it. When you have your goal, if you think it's specific, look back and say, okay, now how am I going to know that I'm done? And if you can't answer that question, you need to work that goal a little bit more. And then also make sure that your goal has a deadline to it, that it has a time frame that you're going to achieve it in. We have a tendency to allow a task to swell the time allotted to it, and if you just give yourself forever to do it, you'll probably never get it done. So that's the first thing, the first three things you need to know about writing a goal. Write it out, make sure it's specific and measurable, and be sure you have a deadline on it. Now, once you have a good, clear, written goal, here's some things you can do to keep you consistent on making progress on it. I like to post my goals. I have my goals written out in my planner, and after I've written those goals down, I start writing out action steps for achieving them. So, for instance, in the front of my planner, I have my 90-day personal goals. I have three or four enumerated here. The top line is my goal, and underneath it, I have space for four or five action steps that I'm going to take. And you can do that in a notebook or however you want. I've mentioned this if you watch the other videos, I use Allison Lewis's 7-Minute Daily Life Planner. I like it because it's right there in the front of my planner, and I can go back to it when I'm scheduling what I'm going to do during a day. I can look at my goals and keep them there. Near the surface of my mind, because it's really easy to write goals and put them on a shelf and they don't do any good if they're sitting on a shelf, because you got to schedule time to work on them. Now once you have those written up and you've picked some action steps you're going to do, I mentioned I post them. I not only put them in something like this, but for instance my goal of 210 posts by 2010, I've taken a dry erase marker and on my bathroom mirror up in the corner I daily track my progress. So it has the number of posts I want to write, 210, there's a slash mark, and then I have where I am at currently on that goal. You can do something similar. You can put something on the dash of your car. You can put it on your mirror. It's a really good thing to read your goals out loud every once in a while. Doing those things are going to make you be consistent at making progress on your goal. And the last thing I want to say about your goal is you want to wrap it in prayer from the time you start making it until the time you complete it. You want to pray about it and discern whether it's a goal you really ought to be spending your time on or not. And if it's not something that your heart's really wrapped around, I'd seriously question the value of that goal and go back to the drawing board until you get one that you're passionate about, you're excited about, it flows out of your gifts and who God's made you to be. And then on the back end too, all through it you want to be praying, but on the back end, when you accomplish a goal, you need to celebrate that and you need to give thanks for God for the opportunities and the growth and all that's come out of that. So that's your tip for today. Start writing goals. Otherwise, what you may find is that if you do all these other things and you don't have goals in place, you're just going to get highly efficient at being very busy but not necessarily being very productive. We're going to talk about that in another video, the difference between busy and productive. But for now, write your goals, make them specific, measurable, have a deadline, take time out to figure out the action steps you're going to need to do them, post them, read them out loud periodically, wrap them in prayer. If you do that, you're going to start seeing a lot more meaning into the activity of what you do every day, and that's going to bring you a tremendous amount of joy. Well, I'll see you in the next video.